Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Another morning, and we're still not quite sure who might be the next Secretary of Agriculture. Senator Pat Roberts met yesterday with Vice President-elect Mike Pence. He came out of that meeting, said that the Ag Secretary search is still fluid. The names that we're hearing right now, two of them, Sonny Perdue III, former governor of the state of Georgia. He's been mentioned by several folks saying that it's very likely his job. But we've also got other transition team sources indicating that the job may well go to Abel Maldonado, former California lieutenant governor who owns a vineyard in California, been involved in agribusiness most of his life. He would check off the box of being a Hispanic for the Trump cabinet. At this point, there are no Hispanics in the cabinet mix that have been advanced by the president-elect. We do know that this looks like this may well be the longest wait for a USDA secretary nomination by an incoming president since Henry Wallace, who was nominated by Franklin D. Roosevelt back in March of 1933, was Secretary of Agriculture during the Great Depression and during the days of the New Deal. The deal right now is that we're waiting on President-elect Trump and his transition team to pull a trigger on Ag Secretary. Now, we do also know outgoing Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack looks like he does have a job after spending 8 years at USDA for President Barack Obama. He is expected to become the next president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. No confirmation from Mr. Vilsack himself, but sources familiar with his intentions say he'll be taking the place of Tom Suber, who retired at the end of the year from the Dairy Export Council. Now, circling back around to the search by the Trump administration to be for a Secretary of Agriculture candidate, one name that has been thrown out there a few weeks back is the only name that is really not acceptable to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And talking with Colin Woodall this week, he says most of the names we mentioned right now probably would work out fine, but they had some real heartburn over the Democrat that had been mentioned at one point as a Secretary of Agriculture candidate.
You know, really the only one that was a concern of us is when there was discussion about Heidi Heitkamp, the senator from North Dakota, the Democratic senator from North Dakota. That really had us worried, just given the fact that she was a supporter of things like country of origin labeling and also the GIPSA rule. That would not have been good for those of us in animal agriculture in particular had she moved forward and been a serious contender for that nomination.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. From the calendar, American Farm Bureau Annual Convention Trade Show happening this weekend into the first part of next week down in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be there covering it for you. You've got farm news on Ron. 2017 has arrived and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it. And that's a check for Agriculture News. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.